Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast, sponsored by Kel-Tec.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
I'm trying to figure out what the point of this guy's crime was. Florida Man was arrested after he dunked a woman's head in a vat of tar. Jeez Louise. Levy County Sheriff's deputies were responding to calls of domestic, of a disturbance. This was just last week. When they arrived, they said a woman told them that Marshall Dimmick dunked her head in a vat of tar, and they used it to treat the clam and oyster bags. She also said that he choked her, pointed a shotgun at her. They transported the victim to a local hospital. She had chemical burns all over her face and arms. And by the way, he's a prohibited possessor, so he's like in major trouble. He's being held on $500,000 bond, but in tar. Like, I'm just like thinking of, because that's used to clean the bags for oysters and clams. Is that like the same kind of tar that like my parents put on their driveway?
Kind of.
Yeah. Like, how do you get that? I mean, I remember as a kid watching those Dawn liquid soap commercials. They're cleaning all them birds. Whenever there's like an oil spill or something, they clean those birds with that. Do they have to do that? I'm just wondering. I mean, that's just terrifying. A Florida man was arrested after spraying a woman with a garden hose. Who among us? Flagler County. He was arrested after he allegedly sprayed her with a garden hose amid an argument about being on his property. Jeremy Rutfield was arrested. Are you serious? Simple battery? Anyway, so Flagler County deputies were called. There was a woman reported an unknown woman had come and pointed a gun at her husband. The husband, they said, reportedly escalated the incident. He sprayed a woman with a garden hose because he said she was on his property over her over the property line. So then the woman said she was in fear of being attacked. So then she didn't display. She brandished. How is she not in trouble? Like, from what I'm reading with the story, he had a hose. She had a. How is she not in trouble? And he's the one in trouble. Brandishing, that's a charge, depending on how it's done, depending on what you're doing. If you're not in fear for your life and he had a hose, I would just. I don't know. They said that deputies said that, both of them looks like they've been fighting over their property line for some time. But yeah, apparently with a hose, that can get you a battery charge. It's kind of crazy. Also, I know we got a minute left. A Florida man was arrested for DUI while a lemur and a wallaby escaped from a truck during a traffic stop. This is a movie. So it was a truck, a trailer. And then there was like a menagerie of animals in the back, and he was driving drunk. He gets pulled over, and then you have like a wallaby. You got all kinds of, it was like a lemur, all kinds of stuff escaped from this damn trailer. They had to get Florida Fish and Wildlife. They had to do all kinds of stuff. And I think they were still looking for the lemur. Stay with us. Kel-Tec invented the concealed carry category years ago with the P11, but did they stop there? Heck no. One innovation just led to another and another, and, well, just look at their latest, the P15. It's the lightest, thinnest, double-stack 9mm handgun on the market at only 14 ounces and 7/8 inches wide. The P15 has a 4-inch barrel and double-stack magazine that holds 15+1 total capacity. Its gator grip texture on the polymer version increases stability and makes for ambidextrous grip safety and easy, accurate handling. If you prefer a more vintage look, choose the metal version with classic wood panels and textured grips. The P15 has a Tritium Plus fiber optic front sight with a fully adjustable Tritium 2-dot rear to keep you on target in any situation. Make the P15 your choice for concealed carry. Learn more at KelTecWeapons.com. Sign up for the Kel-Tec Insider and get a 15% coupon for your next order of gear and accessories at KelTecWeapons.com. That's K-E-L-T-E-C weapons.com. Aliens. Audio soundbite 22. Former Air Force intelligence officer David Grush or Grutch? Grush?
I guess it's Grush.
So we're calling them UAPs?
Unidentified aerial phenomenon.
Okay. Let's just call them aliens. And listen to him, his testimony here. Listen.
Mr. Grush, finally, do you believe that our government is in possession of UAPs?
Absolutely, based on interviewing over 40 witnesses over 4 years.
And where?
I know the exact locations, and those locations were provided to the Inspector General and some of which to the intelligence committees. I actually had the people with the firsthand knowledge provide a protected disclosure to the Inspector General.
Show us. Show some aliens. I want to see them. Come on. That's kind of, I mean, there are, I don't know, like when they say that they're non-human pilots, because that's what they were testifying as, they were talking about non-human pilots. What is that? That seems like KG language, doesn't it? So like, what does that mean? Is it a dolphin? Like what's piloting the thing? I don't know. It feels like it's some KG language. What do you think it is? What are you typing over there? Are you trying to say something in Slack?
Just doing my job. That's all.
Are you saying
something
in Slack?
No, I'll type it out here if I'm doing it in Slack.
Okay.
Yeah, it's totally aliens, but I'm not, for me, I think.
Well, wouldn't they say, it could be animals.
What, like squirrel?
I don't know.
Like squirrels
they're
piloting?
One of them threw a nut at me one time.
They're jerks. They can get aggressive.
Yeah.
But for me, I want to see some proof here. That's where I'm at.
I mean, it's not that difficult. Bring us something. What are they? Well, yeah, of course they will. It'll trigger worldwide panic. Of course it would. I mean, you've seen how people are primed to just freak out over stuff at this point. But this was very interesting testimony. So this was a former Navy pilot, fighter pilot, Ryan Graves. And he was talking about the capabilities of these objects, even in the most, you know, even in some of the worst circumstances. Listen to this.
How do you know that these were not our aircraft?
Some of the behaviors that we saw in a working area, we would see these objects being at 0.0 Mach, that's zero airspeed, over certain pieces of the ground. So what that means, just like a river, if you throw a bobber in, it's going to float downstream. These objects were staying completely stationary in Category 4 hurricane winds. These same objects would then accelerate to supersonic speeds, 1.1, 1.2 Mach, and they would do so in very erratic and quick behaviors that I don't have an explanation for.
Category 4 hurricane winds, and they're totally stationary. Interesting. Now, there's two lines of thinking. As I said, you could think, can you believe they're trying to distract us from all of this other stuff with Hunter Biden and everything else with this UFO stuff? Or, while everyone's distracted by the Hunter Biden and all this other stuff, let's throw out the alien information. I don't know. Like, it could go one of two ways, right?
I have a bigger tinfoil hat type take on it.
Oh, do share.
Juan likes to laugh at me about it. But
oh, boy.
I think that they are going to... This is like predictive programming in a way, where they're trying to get people used to the idea that there is evidence of alien life.
Hold up. You have half of the planet. Not half, but you have people who are starting to say that you can invert your Frank and turn it into a Mary Shelley's Franken vagina, and then you're a chick. I'm pretty sure people are primed already.
Yeah,
go ahead.
Well, they're definitely impressionable people, apparently. But I think this is all a one world government thing. I think they're going to try and get all the countries together and say, hey, we have this alien problem. We need a one world government. We need a one world, you know, military, and we need it all to be one so that we can fight these things. I think that's the ultimate.
Well, see, this is when I would want to meet with the aliens and be like, okay, let's figure out what your goals are, and let's see if they're in any way they overlap, because I hate these damn people. Let's figure out if we can be on the same team here. You know, like,
I feel more aligned to the aliens.
They're redoing Snow White. They're Man Over Butter. I mean, what in the world? Let's figure out, you know, let's just figure out, you know, if this is...
I feel more aligned with aliens than I do the left.
Oh, for sure.
That's where I'm
at. And I don't even know what they are. I mean, they could like come out and be all like tentacles and like, you know, like they could with giant three eyes and, you know, meep, meep, boop, boop. I don't know. I'd be like, I feel you. But I'm just saying, like, I'm just trying to figure out how I could strategize this here, you know. Like, now before you open a can of whatever whoop derriere, let's figure out what your goals are, and let's figure out what our goals are, and let's see if we can't, you know, maximize each other's plans here with, you know, just a little discussion. Let's just see where we can, you know, have a conversation. Just see where it goes, right? Because I reject the one world order, but if I have to have an overlord, I don't want it to be those people. Because because they don't believe in science, whereas the aliens clearly do, because they've been able to get here. So You know, I'm transactional. I'm looking at this. Just, you know, is all I'm saying. So Steve says he's not over the Nancy Mace question. Biologics came with some of those recoveries. Yeah. Biologics. What a weird word. Biologics. A diverse, I mean, that's like, what is that? I mean, what a biologic? Like a, like, are they like human matter?
Biological matter.
Huh. Interesting. I would still say show us. I couldn't sit there and not demand evidence. Right. Now, I know, I think everybody thinks that aliens would come here and they would take all our stuff, right? I just don't know if the commies would ever be able to find, like, similar ground with us, even against an alien invasion. I think that, you know, if that's what the one world government people are waging their bets on, they're going to be sorely mistaken. Because these people don't fight, except that they only have riots when a bunch of them go to Hot Topic together and they all get black hoodies. And then, you know, they jump around and they, like, go after, you know, the places that they frequent like morons. You know, they go after the Starbucks and, you know, the True Religion jean store and all that kind of stuff. They don't, you know, they don't otherwise. And they burn down black communities. They love doing that. But, I don't really think that we're going to be able to. I don't want those people on my team because they're a liability and they're just weight. You know, they don't got anything that you need to repel an alien invasion. They wouldn't know how to use it if you gave it to them. Hell, we don't got time to train these people. I don't want them on my team. Just go ahead and give them. Maybe we could just, like, hand them over. It's like an offering. Leave us alone. You can have these guys. Take them. Go. Right? Just saying. And they'd be happy because they want an overlord, clearly. It's, here you go. Here's your alien overlord. Now be happy. You got what you all want. I don't know. Do you think any of that would work? I'll sit down and negotiate with them. I don't speak alien, but I'm just saying. But I do think it's wild that we're having actual hearings and they're on C-SPAN. And not enough people are talking about it. And I also agree, I get it. You're like, oh, that could be a distraction from all of this. Or it could be, we're all distracted by all of this. This is the best time to throw this stuff out there. Yeah. That way, it's kind of in your head, but there's so much going on, you don't have time to freak out and obsess over it, right? It just feels like that's the way to go.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
So, Sinead O'Connor is dead. The Irish music legend dies at age 56 years old after years of mental health battles. And this was also just barely 2 years after her 17-year-old son apparently committed suicide after escaping the hospital while on suicide watch. 56 years old. Her last tweet, she had, was an image of her son. And she said, quote, been living as an undead night creature since. He was the love of my life, the lamp of my soul. So she was still obviously really, really suffering. She's just had a very, very troubled life. But 56 years old. Golly. This is wild. Very wild and very sad indeed. I was always hoping that maybe she'd come around and, you know, she would find something to have joy about. Netflix has listed an AI production manager job with a staggering salary of up to $900,000 a year. Hollywood executives insist it's just not realistic to pay actors more as they strike over AI protections and pay. Interestingly, Jason Aldean's song, which is not at all controversial, Try That in a Small Town, had 6 seconds quietly edited out and no longer contains this clip, a news clip depicting a violent BLM protest in Atlanta. But, Kim, what did you say? That it was probably more so over copyright issues because it was over
Fox footage? Fox 5 Atlanta actually asked them to remove it.
Yeah, Fox 5 Atlanta, which is not like Fox News, but Fox 5 Atlanta, which is like an NBC affiliate. I think that they were objecting to the use of their footage, copyright footage being used, and I think that's why it was removed. At least that's what the article indicates. Rudy Giuliani admits in court that he made false statements about two Georgia election workers that he accused of rigging the 2020 election. That's creating a lot of problems. I mean, the fact that he's, you know, this is not coming out. He's being sued for defamation by these two individuals. They said that these statements, you know, about rigging the election, that obviously they said it ruined their lives, et cetera, et cetera. He was part of the former president's legal team trying to fight some of these results in battleground states. And he conceded that he had defamed these two individuals, interestingly. Pfizer is warning customers that there could be drug supply disruptions after a tornado damaged their North Carolina plant. The tornado that did, it caused extensive damage at this plant in North Carolina last Wednesday. A large Pfizer pharmaceutical plant may have may disrupt some drug supply chains. Pfizer sent out an email to customers explaining 65 different formats and formulations of products, including anesthetic lidocaine, morphine, and other essential hospital medicines. They could have supply disruptions in near term as a result. Meta apparently holds rights to the letter X, which is going to make Twitter's rebrand a little more complicated. Yeah. Schmo White. That's what they should just rename it. They're redoing Snow White. We talked about the photo that came out and how, like, Peter Dinklage declared himself that he was king of the dwarves and he cost all these other dwarves their jobs. Yeah, he did, didn't he? He's like, I went ahead and made all my money with all the roles that I could get. Now, that's, and I'm literally quoting, like, his detractors who are themselves little people. They're like, he is not king of little people. He's not king of little people. He is not king of all these roles for little people. He cannot say, because he complained about it, and then apparently Disney changed it. So anyway, and then it's like Schmo White and the seven assorted various random sized magical persons. I don't know. They look like people who just stepped out of a Johnny Was catalog. Look at us with our boho air. Hot new looks for fall. So anyway, they had this. I've never heard her do an interview, but I'm trying not to be mean about it. But you know how sometimes you're watching like an actor or an actress promote a movie and you're really into it until they open their mouths. And then you're like, there's something about you I don't like. Like you're too smug or something. So she's standing there, and we played a clip of this yesterday, but there's more out there. She was standing there with Gal Gadot. I don't know why Gal Gadot was like, and she doesn't get saved by a prince. I'm like, stop being excited over that. Nobody wants to see that. Stop it. But it's this Rachel Zegler chick. And she was saying that in this audio that it's an old story. It's obviously old. She was saying that the Snow White story is just too old, and it was made 85 years ago, and therefore it's, you know, it's dated. It's extremely dated and all this stuff. This is what she was saying. And there was another soundbite, too, where she was talking about rewriting some things on it, how they had to, I guess. I don't even know why they felt like they had to change it. Like, why not just, I mean, that's appropriation then. You're appropriating a story and ruining it, and you're, like, retelling it. Why not just, I don't know, imagine, like, a new story. Play some of this, because this and then, like, some of her other interviews, I was just like, seems kind of insulting to the original material, right? Listen, we have this. Should have it.
Made 85 years ago, and therefore it's extremely dated when it comes to the ideas of women being in roles of power and what a woman is fit for in the world. And so when we came to reimagining the actual role of Snow White, it became about the fairest of them all, meaning who is the most just.
Oh, for the love. Shut up. No, it's not about who's the most just. It's about who's the hottest chick in the realm. Shut up. Stop it. I love how women try to lie that they are not concerned about being pretty. Shut up. You are. Don't you lie. Every woman is. If you say that you're not, then you're going to hell because you're lying. They act like that's a bad thing. And then they simultaneously pretend that they don't care. This is not about who's most just. And is she unaware that the queen is pretty powerful in that film, in that story? And she herself is pretty powerful in that story. And Kane asks, how is Gal Gadot supposed to be jealous of Rachel Zegler's looks?
Right. That's part of the story.
I mean, who's the fairest of them all? I mean, you literally played Wonder Woman. You're like mid to late 30s and you look like you're 15. Shut up, evil queen. I just, why not, instead of reimagining things, maybe just like come up with your own story. It's not that hard. Are you telling me that society and all cultures are all out of ideas? There's no other mythical anything. Everybody's out of ideas. Is that what you're telling me? Because I don't believe that. I mean, honestly, if you're watching the simulcast and you see the photo that Juan has up of the seven assorted magical persons, they look like Johnny Was people. I swear that actually might, or Anthropology. because some of the clothes that they have that are going on there, I don't even know what in the hell is happening. I don't know. It's like someone went into a child's costume box and threw it all into the store, and then there's our merchandising. I'm just saying that just come up with a new story or find a new story. I mean, this is just why it just, how is that? That to me seems like appropriation and insulting the original work. That's what it seems like. I mean, it's not wrong to have these original, and there was nothing wrong with the original story.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.